Reclamation number 3520 of 22nd of August, 1945. Powerlessness of the strong against natural disaster. The mighty strength on earth will not be able to do anything against the raging of the forces of nature, if God will speak through them. He will be small and weak and will have to endure the natural disaster, for one is stronger than he, who Lord is over heaven and earth, whose strength will be recognizable and no human being will be able to oppose him and put a stop to nature's raging. For it only obeys God's will, but where the will of God himself is at work and upsets the elements of nature in order to prove his strength and power, there he also determines the end and the course of an event which is inconceivable in its extent and its effect. But people should learn to recognize him. They should sense a higher power to which they are at the mercy and contacted through recognition and silent supplication for help. Furthermore, they should learn to recognize how small and weak the human being is in comparison to him, even if great power is attributed to him on earth, even if his power appears unlimited on earth. Before God even the most powerful is small and lowly, and he can destroy his power in an instant. On the other hand, the weakest person on earth can be powerful if he uses the strength from God and works with it. Then he can act in God's will and even command nature and it will obey him. For then the human being's will be subject to God's will, and then God himself, to whom everything is subject, heaven and earth and all elements, will be active. Yet these will appear small and lowly on earth, for their strength lies in faith and love, in a childlike mind which always and constantly seeks contact with the Father from eternity. Their strength lies in humility of heart, which never seeks to present anything on earth but walks quietly and humbly and thus never wants to be considered rulers before fellow human beings. But he who is strong and powerful on earth seeks to rule the world but lacks spiritual strength. And therefore he will have to recognize his powerlessness when God's voice sounds from above. And as a weak human being he will fear the forces of nature because he sees himself at their mercy without salvation. And thus he could also gain faith in a higher power, which he would have to recognize above him. But mostly his arrogant nature prevents him from submitting. He does not want to cede his power, he wants to rule and determine. And that is why he must feel his powerlessness, so that in the lost hour he will realize and submit. Then the difficult hours will also become a blessing for him, even if he loses his physical life, as soon as he still submits himself in the face of death to the one who created him and who lets his voice be heard for his sake in order to win him for eternity. Amen.